Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of the Flocking Around Volleyball podcast. I'm this week's host, Katie Weimerskirch, and with me today is Sarah Kushner, my bestie, Sarah. All right. Well, we're just going to get straight into it. So today, we're just going to be chatting back and forth, and hopefully you guys can get to know us a little bit better. Something me and Sarah like to do is share our pits and peaks. So we're going to do that for the weekend. Do you want to go first, Sarah?
Sure. My pit, I don't know, it was such a, I probably like losing.
I was going to say,
I was trying to think of like one other than that, but tough loss on Saturday. Definitely could have pulled out the win, but you know, you don't win them all. So that would probably be my pit. And then my peak, we got to charter to Belmont and home. So instead of driving 6 hours on the bus, we got to fly a nice 40-minute flight that brought snacks and drinks. And that was really fun. And just spending the weekend with my teammates and coaches is always fun. So, yes.
Oh, that was cute, sir.
Yep.
Well, I have the same pit. It's never fun losing, especially like you said, when you know you could have won that game. I think we had a really good chance, but we just couldn't pull it out. So that sucked, definitely. And then I have a few peaks.
Ooh.
Definitely flying on a PJ, private jet, if you didn't know what that means, was so nice.
Private jet.
Living in luxury out here. My second peak was that I got to see my family. Because my sister and her fiance actually live in Nashville. So they got to come to our games this weekend and my parents came. And my other peak is that I was roommates with Sarah.
Yes.
So that's like super
party
cool
room.
All right. Well, that was fun. Now
it's a little icebreaker into the podcast.
So welcome in. So now we're just going to talk a little bit about our volleyball careers before coming to college. So we're going to first talk about our experiences with club volleyball and then also talk a little bit about our high school experiences. So Sarah, do you want to talk about your club experience at Sports Performance, aka Spry?
Aka SPVB, aka Spry or Die. Yes, I am a proud Spry alum.
Sarah is a Spry girl through and through.
I am a Spry girl for the rest of my life and a part of an immense family. my club experience was really, really positive. I had cousins who have gone through the program, which is why my parents like had me go there. It was also conveniently like 15 minutes away from my house and also conveniently one of the best club programs for volleyball like in the country. And it was like pretty technical and intense. I started there when I was like, I think in seventh or eighth grade maybe. And like you try out and that's when you're kind of like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. But then once I like started taking it seriously is when like the training was really starting to get amplified. So like something that was really big there was like teaching technique. And just like how the mechanics of how they think the best volleyball players are produced. So that was just like drilled into our heads. And it was a very
rigid.
Like it was like a pretty strict program. Like it was based kind of around like Navy SEAL training. Like we referenced that stuff a lot. So there was a lot of structure, which I think looking back, like being at such a young age when you like learn habits and stuff like that, like I had like a really good sense of being able to time manage and follow structure and be a part of something bigger than myself, which I think has helped me a lot. But I just like really loved playing there. It was like we practiced every day for like 4 hours, which
that is so wild,
is so different than a lot of people. But like since that was all that I knew, it was just something that I loved so much. Anyone who's played club knows that you just like create such deep relationships with the people that you play with on your team because you spend so much time together and you commit to the same goal and everyone's so driven at like such a young age for that. So like you develop relationships while you're like developing as a player. I was on the top team, I think, every year except my first year, and then my junior year I was on the second twos team.
Yeah, I feel like it was always super competitive. Like your club is always like, it's like cutthroat.
Yeah, like I just feel like I really like develop into the player that I am because of Spry, like, and the environment there. It was so competitive. Like if you didn't show up, like there'd be enough people to make 10 teams.
That's crazy.
If you didn't show up, then you weren't going to be on the top team or the top three. Even like it was like deep with talent, which is cool because it just like pushed you to your best every day. And each year it's not like guaranteed that you're going to be on the same team. Like each tryout is truly a tryout, so like I would sometimes even get nervous if I was going to make it, which like obviously I was gonna make it, but like
Sarah's on the brink.
I'm like, shoot, like, what if I get
100 out of 100?
No, literally. I got trained by a lot of good coaches, played with a lot of great, amazing girls who are still playing now. And I like truly would not be where I am today without everything that I have learned from Spry. Like they're the reason why I was able to play college volleyball. And I still go and train there over break, winter break or in the summer. They're just so chill with like anyone who's alum, considered Spry alum. Like I'll go in there and lift, or I'll text my friends who play at different colleges and be like, yo, do you want to like scrimmage?
Let's link up.
Let's link at Spry. Like, let's like go to our old stomping grounds. But yeah, so it was really hard. And at the time that I was playing there, like obviously I was overwhelmed by things happening there. I got sad. I got upset. Like it was the same like experience of being on a college team, but just in a different like setting and environment of like, it's like a club team. But I'm super happy that I ended up there because I like,
that's, you're so good.
No,
because you're
not what I meant, because no, that's how
literally
I
though
became
Sarah
Kushner. So shout out Spry. But I know from talking to Katie, our club experiences were completely different.
Very,
so
very different.
Why don't you talk about yours?
Guys, when I tell you the first time that I played volleyball with Sarah, I was kind of scared. Like we were pepper
she can't
partners.
Handle it.
I couldn't handle it. We were pepper partners, and like she stood straight up, had the best posture I've ever seen, hands behind her back, locked in, focused. We were just peppering. I'm like trying to giggle, crack a joke. Sarah's just like super locked in, focused, would like hit a ball past me and I would like go run to shag it, and she'd be like right behind me coming with me to get the ball.
Spry girls get it. You follow your shagger.
Apparently you always follow the person, which I had never experienced, and I was kind of scared. I was like, why are you chasing me? Like, don't do that. But
yeah,
our experiences before college were very, very different. I started playing club at this smaller, less well-known club, Crossfire. I really liked it. It wasn't super intense at all. Like it was very much just like come and have fun. Like when I tell you we would do hitting lines, and like obviously I don't hit because I'm too short and that's not my position. I would be doing like cartwheels, and I would dig a ball here and there, and then
picture.
I would do a cartwheel. Like it was just like so laid back, but it was so fun. And like, I feel like that environment, even though it wasn't very like technical, like Sarah's was, it was super fun. So you just always came and like played loose. There was nothing to be worried about. So it was just like an environment that was easy to play well. You just didn't have anything to lose. There was literally no pressure, stress, or anything. At Crossfire, we would play each other a lot at club tournaments.
Katie without knowing who she was.
Yeah, it's crazy because
the volleyball world is smaller.
It's so small. We would play each other so many times, and like twice a tournament sometimes. And my team would always win the first game. That didn't matter. And then Sarah would always beat us when it did matter to like move on in the playoffs. So like that was annoying. But so it's fun. It's kind of fun that we like got to play each other before. But yeah, so I was at Crossfire from, I would say, like eighth grade through my sophomore year. And then after that, I kind of wanted to take volleyball more seriously. I mean, I got recruited from Crossfire, so like I did take it seriously, but like just like I said before, like the environment wasn't super tough or like cutthroat, and I wanted to experience some of that before going to college. So that's why I decided to switch clubs and went to Minnesota Select, which is a more well-known club, I would say. And that was a really good experience for me. I feel like that is really what got me prepared and ready for college in like every aspect. Like I got a lot better technically, like how Sarah said she would do all the time. And then also like the coaches were just like harder on you, or like they didn't sugarcoat anything. So I felt like that really prepared me for like really any coach that I would have in college, because that's more so what it is like. Like it's not all rainbows and butterflies because it's like a business. So I feel like that really prepared me for college. And it was just, I mean, it was still a lot of fun, but like, so I went there my junior year and I played on the 18 ones, both when I was 17 and 18. And I was the libero, but it was like, I would just show up every day and I would get like yelled at if I didn't like get a dig, which was just like so foreign to me. Definitely my junior year, I was like sometimes scared to go to practice because it was just like, I had never experienced a coach that was like actually tough on me.
Yeah.
And then by the time my senior year came, like my coach was the same and he was like still tough on me, but like, I just like understood it and I would like laugh and I'd be like, yeah, you're right.
You'd be like,
that
yeah,
was so bad. You're so right. But yeah, I loved both places. I'm really glad that I
That's switched cool that clubs. You play that too, actually.
Yeah. It was kind of scary, like not to knowing. Move. Yeah. Cause it yeah. was, but also a lot of my team from Crossfire also went to Minnesota Select the same year. So it was kind of like, I knew I had people moving with me to support me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really glad that I did that, but I really enjoyed both of them. They were very different though.
It's also like you probably got better without realizing it because you like put yourself in a situation where you weren't comfortable
mm-hmm.
and like coaches didn't know who you were. So you had to like prove yourself when you got there, which is kind of like something that you have to do when you come to college. It's mm-hmm. like you're not comfortable anymore. Like I played at the same club my whole life. So like say, for example, during tryouts, like one of the days when they're deciding to make teams, I like didn't play well. The coaches have known me and know like my capability. So like they would overlook that, where sometimes like in college or like even when you're like getting recruited, like if you don't perform or like are able to perform under pressure situations or situations like if you're going to play at a college camp, like that's
yeah.
putting you out of your comfort
zone.
Don't
want to talk about college.
Yeah. So like that probably helped you like build mental toughness too on top of that.
Yeah. I'm really happy that I did it. It definitely has shaped me into the player that I am. And it's always just like good to get feedback from other people. Like I feel like I learned everything from my coach that I had at Crossfire. So I wanted to like try to learn more and get coached by other people, because not everyone coaches the same way, obviously.
So yeah,
it was just like adding more tools to my toolbox, you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, also we did not practice for 4 hours a day. We practiced twice a week for 2 hours
crazy.
And we would lift for 30 minutes, so in total 5 hours a week.
Yeah,
that includes lifting and practice.
Yeah, that's bonkers
compared to Sarah's like 20 hours a week.
I think
like a full-time job.
I think when I got to college I was like,
this is
how short it is, but
like it was so easy.
It was honestly like a step down in that area of like time demand. I was like, I have so much free time. Yeah, so that's cool.
Okay, well now let's move on to talking about our high school experience.
Oh man, high school is just completely
high
like
school is so fun.
It's funny that like I used to think that was the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah,
your high school volleyball, but like it was just like honestly like a joke. I mean, at least like looking back for me now, Katie's team was like a lot better than mine. Granted, like my teams were like my teams were good. I actually made varsity as a freshman. Wasn't expecting that to happen. I'm pretty sure my mom was like, oh God. She was like, you really, like, obviously,
you're not ready.
She was so proud of me, but she was like scared a little, which like valid. And since I was a freshman and so oblivious, I had no clue what was going on. So I was like, oh yeah, all right, sure. So that definitely taught me a lot about, like, it put me in a different role. So I loved high school, but it's just fun because it's what some people do for a hobby. Like, oh, like I'm going to try out for the volleyball team.
Yeah.
But like, that was like my passion. I was like, volleyball is my life. So like, this is like,
this is it.
This is like very important. So I don't know why people are walking into tryouts with jean shorts on. So it's just like, I took it way too seriously.
And for some people, it's just like an extra career.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's funny to like reflect on now, but I just enjoyed playing for my high school because like, I feel like since your high school's small, compared to like college, everyone knows like who's on what sports team and like all your friends go to the games and you get to wear your jersey to school on game day. So it's really fun. And my favorite year was my senior year because my younger sister, Ashley, was a freshman and she also made varsity. So we played on the same team together. And that was the first time I ever got to play with my sister. And it was so fun. Even though she said that I scared her.
I was gonna say, do you think she was intimidated?
Yeah, because since I was more comfortable with her, and I wanted to like set the standard as a senior, I would like yell at her more than other people. So like, it's not that she like was scared because I was yelling at her, but I was just like pretty intense as a captain, and I would like talk about stuff with the team and be like, I would sometimes vent to her about stuff. So she was probably just like a little overwhelmed because she's like, I'm a freshman in high school. And like, what is going on? But I loved my high school experience. It was fun. Never made it to state, unlike Katie, who's legit a reigning state champ. So you can kind of talk about yours. But
yeah.
Husky for life.
No. My high school volleyball experience was like very special. I feel like I'm very grateful for all of the success that I had in high school because it was just like so much fun. Like my freshman year, I tried out and I had a good feeling that I was going to make at least JV, maybe varsity. I went to a really big school, so it was like a lot of people tried out and we made, I think, 5 teams. And people did get cut. So it was like a big deal. And we were pretty good. I mean, we were like really, really good.
They had like full starting lineup of D1 commits. So
we were just stacked. So my freshman year I tried out and then my high school coach actually pulled me and my friend Izzy, who is now the setter at Wisconsin.
Hey Izzy, love you.
And I think Emma, who also still plays volleyball. And he told us that we made JV. And I don't know why I reacted like this, but I said, really? The audacity I had as a freshman. Like, I can't believe that.
Wait, I have never heard this.
And then he was like, nah, I'm kidding. Like, you guys made varsity.
You're like, oh.
I was like, I just had a great tryout. Like, I, whatever. So then
that's so funny.
I was on varsity as a freshman, like Sarah was. And then the first game, I actually started as DS, not libero.
Oh.
And we were playing the team that had won state the year before, was our first game. And we lost the first 2 sets. And then I switched to libero and then we reverse swept them.
Oh my God.
So then from there on out, I was libero for the rest of my career.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of funny?
That is cool.
Yeah. So that
really
was
really claimed that spot.
That was super lit. But yeah, so we made it to state all 4 years. We won state my senior year, which was just like amazing.
Perfect way to end.
Because it was like every year that was our goal. So to finally like reach that goal my senior year was just like so fun. And it was like people had kind of counted us out after like Sydney Hilly graduated, who also was a setter at Wisconsin. but then we still were good. And then we had Lauren Clark, who played at Penn State, came, and then basically our whole starting lineup was like D1, so it was just like it was really high level volleyball for high school, which was so much fun to be able to play with them, and I still talk to a lot of them from, like, to this day. So yeah, my high school like career was so much fun, so much success. Like, I feel like I'm just like bragging right now, but like,
honestly, if I were a state champ, I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Go Rebels. That was our mascot. We love meeting our fans and hope to see you at one of our live events in October, either in person or online. Listen to this announcement with the details and sign up soon.
If you're a casual college volleyball fan, you know that the first team to win three sets wins the match. But how do they call plays? What's an illegal rotation? And what the heck are the libero rules? Join the hosts of the Flocking Around podcast, either in person or online, Sunday, October 30th at 1 p.m. It'll be 90 minutes of fun, questions, answers, and an autograph session afterward. For registration and other details, visit the Red and White College Volleyball Facebook page at Red White College VB and look for the event called Volleyball 201.
All right. Now we're
back.
Now we're going to move on to some questions that you guys asked me on Instagram and Twitter. So I actually only got one question from Twitter, and it was, what was your journey like getting recruited? When did you know what the right decision was? And are there any interesting stories from that journey? My recruiting journey started when I was in eighth grade. So that was a little bit scary. I did my first like college camp, which was at Iowa State. And I was just like, so overwhelmed, hated it, cried myself home. I was like, I don't want to do that again. Didn't talk to them again after. I was just like so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I visited a lot of schools. I actually do have one funny story. My sophomore year, which was when like people were like getting heavily recruited and most likely would commit places, I was reffing, or I was doing the scoreboard at a club tournament for another team, and this like older guy sitting next to me just started like talking to me, having a conversation, like asking me about volleyball, like what schools I was talking to, yada yada yada. Just thought he was someone's like grandpa enjoying the game. And then he was like, all right, well, say hi to Izzy for me, which was my teammate that plays at Wisconsin, and she was getting recruited by a lot of Big Ten schools and just like Power Five schools because she was really good. And then I like looked at his shirt and it had an N on it and it was red. And I was like, wait, I was literally just talking to the Nebraska coach, John Cook, and I had no idea it was him, which is like really embarrassing for me, I feel like. But it's like good that I didn't know who he was, because otherwise I probably would have like freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to Nebraska for a little bit, went on a visit, but like ended up not like going there, obviously. But I just thought that was funny because I literally had no idea who John Cook was. And he's like the most infamous volleyball coach,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
JC.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. But yeah, so I don't know where I ended up. I'm really happy with. I feel like it was just like immediate when I came on campus. I felt comfortable. I could see myself walking around the quad. I liked the like medium sized school that it is, and like the family environment, which is so cliche, but like that's really how it was. But yeah, my recruiting journey was definitely stressful, but wouldn't change it anything about it. Okay. The second question is, what has been your biggest challenge as a senior leading so many freshmen?
First. I think the biggest challenge is honestly just remembering at the end of the day that they are freshmen.
Yeah.
Because I'm not necessarily treating them like that. Not that you treat freshmen differently, but you do give them more grace and lenience when it comes to like just every aspect of the game, because they haven't experienced anything. And this is when like you learn and grow the most, your freshman year. And most of the time you're not playing. And if you are playing, it's not in circumstances. Is it like a key role? Like you could be playing, but there are people who are like above the go-tos, you, yeah. Above you, all that stuff. But since all five of the freshmen are in the starting lineup, there's no, like, the line's kind of getting blurry for me sometimes because I have such high expectations and like am high and really competitive. So I'm like demanding of them and pushing them and stuff. And I'll get really frustrated if it's not getting executed. But then when I like reflect or whatever, it's like, okay, they are freshmen. Like this is their first time ever playing in college. This is their first time being at college and period. The last volleyball that they're coming from is club, which is completely different than mm-hmm. college. Like it sets you up to be a great player and you got recruited for that college, but you develop at the college with the training there and with the level of like playing D1. So like they haven't experienced any of that. And we have a completely new coaching staff. So it's like, I feel like that's been my biggest struggle is like, sometimes I don't necessarily like give them the grace of being freshmen that most freshmen experience, but it's also a double-edged sword because they're in the roles of the position that we need people to perform at. So I feel like that's been difficult to navigate it because I don't want to be too harsh, but I also don't want to just accept it.
I feel like you really just summed up
exactly like
how it is.
Like they're doing a great job, but it's like, it's just freshmen. I mean, people listening,
you can just
like,
tell,
you could tell they're freshmen, which is, it's frustrating, but like there's nothing that you could do to change that because the only time and experience will give you what like a different look or result.
Because like when we were freshmen, it was like we both played, but like you could tell that we were still freshmen and we had talent, but we had a lot of like room for improvement. And we both did have like roles on the team, but like we were fortunate to have people that were the go-tos and we didn't have to like jump in right away and experience that. So I'm really proud of them for how they're handling it. But like Sarah said, it can be frustrating at some times. And then I think just also like something that I think about is like, am I doing a good job setting them up for future success? Like I feel like every year it's like the senior class's job is to prepare everyone else for the next season. And since this season is just so much different and like everything that's happened has just been so unexpected and like out of our control, it's like hard to navigate how to lead and to know that you're doing it in a way that is beneficial for them, not just right now, but like
for the future for them and the program. Yeah.
So that's like causes me a lot of anxiety, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's like, well, I could be doing everything wrong.
Because there's no way of really knowing right now. I mean, I feel like we're doing everything we can and like trying to keep a standard in the gym and stuff, but it's just harder when, like you said, they are freshmen and they haven't had to play at this level before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought you summed it up beautifully.
Thank you.
Okay, this one's kind of funny. What is the hardest part about volleyball? Just like so.
You could answer if you have
yours. I thought you were going to say serve receive.
No.
Really?
That's my best one.
I mean, I feel like that's both of our best skills, but I think it's the hardest skill in volleyball.
See, I'm taking this personal, so it's like,
oh, what is my hardest? Okay, well, personally, then I would change it because I feel like we're both pretty good at serve receive.
I think the hardest part about volleyball for me is blocking. I think it's just because since I do everything else, like every other skill, that's like always been like not a top priority for my training load.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's not like that's a part of my like main role is to be a blocking presence. So I feel like I don't work on it as much as other things. And then also I don't know. I've just never been that good at blocking. But I love blocking people.
I feel like you're good at blocking.
Really? I don't think I am, but
especially the slide.
That's the hardest.
Sarah part. Gets so hype when she blocks a slide.
Yeah.
It's like the most fun thing to watch herself.
It is after. Fun. I like to do a little twirl and just live in that moment because it happens very rarely.
She likes to let people know that she is that girl.
Yeah.
I feel like the hardest part for me is probably defending middles.
Yeah.
I feel like middles are just kind of unpredictable and the ball is coming at you from like such close range and it's usually a very fast set. So it's like you really don't have any time to like read or get in position half the time. So you just kind of have to react. But I feel like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty specific, but I feel like middles are just tough.
They always have a one-on-one basically. So
yeah, I would say that's probably the hardest for a bro.
Yeah.
Someone asked, do you miss Champlin Park?
Wow, your fans miss you.
But you can also talk about your high school. I kind of was expecting to get questions because I feel like every time I post something like ask me questions, like people will talk about my like experience at Champlin Park because I don't know why, but a lot of my games were posted on YouTube and a lot of people from like South America.
Katie has fans all over the globe.
It's like super random. Like a lot of people only know me for playing at Champlin Park, which is weird. Like they probably don't even know that I play in college right now. But I do miss it. It was a lot of fun. I'm really grateful for my experience there. But I do miss it. It was just like super fun, like less. I mean, it was still intense, but like less intense than college for sure. But it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we kind of talked about it earlier. I know.
Yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't say I necessarily miss it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I enjoyed my time there, but you know,
that chapter has closed.
The chapter's closed. I don't need to open up the yearbook again.
Okay. Last question.
Well, wait, before we ask this one, my mom has a specific question. I know if I don't ask you, she'll get mad. So this is for Katie from Colleen Kushner. My mom would like to know what things you look for when you're studying film that help you to decide how to best play defense against particular players.
Shout out Colleen. I will typically watch each player or each attacker in each position. And I'll just go through all of their swings that they had in like the past two games that they played before we play them, which is nice that we have volumetrics. So I can just filter out their swings and I can just tap through them and watch them. And then I just like look for any tendencies that they have, like if they have a go-to shot, what their best shot is. So it's like if they like power cross, then I know that I'm gonna get a lot of action that game. Or if they're more of like a shoddy player, then I know like I'm gonna have to be like on my toes, ready for just like random stuff. But yeah, I watch each attacker and then try to find what their tendency is, especially in like bad situations. And then I also like to watch their serves just because I feel like it helps me to have a kind of an idea of what their serve looks like, because some people have like wonky ones or like a super high float or a fast float. Like it just helps me to like prepare, like visualize it before the game. I feel like you do that too.
Yeah,
but you're just kind of from a different perspective because like you need to know how to like block them and defend them, and you probably watch like more like where to score.
I feel like that's what I mainly do.
Good question.
Great question, Mom. Love you.
So then now the last
question. One last question.
We'll finish it off here. Do you still have the same love for the game that you did when you started?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I feel like Sarah's going to get sentimental or something.
No. I feel like my love for the game has grown. I have matured. So I feel like I'm able to appreciate and understand volleyball more than I did ever before, like coming to college. Obviously it's still something that like I would say I do for fun, but like in high school and at the beginning of my club career, like it was just because it was fun and not because I actually appreciated it. But now I just feel like I love like volleyball, learning about and watching like people who are better than you and just like the best people, the best teams. Like whenever we have off days, if there's like a game going on, I'll like throw it on just because I just love watching it so much. And I'm really sad it's my senior year because I don't want it to be over. Like some people are like, yeah, I'm ready. Like to be done. Like, 'cause 4 years is a long time, but I feel like my love has just continued to grow probably through like such great experiences that I've had. I've been lucky with programs and teams and coaches that have made me enjoy it, because that's also a big part of it. And meeting Katie, my bestie, has been so fun to play with. So I feel like playing with her these past almost 4 years has made me also love it even more, because it's fun to play with her.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like similar to what you said, like when I started, like it was really solely for fun and it was just like a hobby that I like got to go to practice and see all my friends and and play around a little bit. So like I loved it because it was fun. And now I feel like I still enjoy like actually playing it. And like you said, it's just kind of like different because the game is so much more complex and difficult than
you just have such a higher IQ now.
Yeah. So it's more of just like a grown appreciation of like all of the stuff that goes into winning a volleyball game.
Yeah.
Is like way more than just skill.
Yeah.
So I feel like
well said.
Learning that side of the game has made me appreciate the game more and just like feel like confident in my ability because I know the game so well.
Yeah. So yeah. Wow, this has been so fun.
All right, that concludes our episode. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
We love you all.
We'll see you next week when Sarah is hosting the podcast. And meanwhile, remember to visit our Facebook page, Red and White College Volleyball at Red White College VB, to register for our live events. Thanks for walking around with us.
Bye. Thank you.